Hello again. In the last programme, the topic was something everybody has or will experience, that being pain. How you look upon pain is dependent on both your personal, wider, or amongst others' experiences. Checking the basic mechanisms, let's just look quickly at what happens when you have a painful area. Nerves span the body, of course, everywhere, and carry all the signals, but interestingly at different speeds. For example, touch sensation moves at lightning speeds, but cotton cold and pain more slowly. Hence, if burnt or suffering a painful bang, we might usefully rub the area, this primitive response flooding the so-called gates at the spinal nerve levels, thus reducing the number of pain nerve signals reaching the brain. It's less painful. The painful signal may not seem too bad for some as opposed to others. Why? Well, the higher centres of the brain govern this factor, hence some of us can tolerate, for example, a tooth being drilled, whilst others can hardly manage the gentle dental check. Preconceived ideas, anxiety, past experience, among other things, flooding this process. We nowadays divide pain into two main types. It's more complicated than this, but for simple examples, two main types. Neuropathic or nerve pain, and so-called nociceptor or tissue damage pain. They can be there separately or together. Neuropathic pain is seen at its worst when overreacting to an injury in, say, a complex regional pain syndrome, something you've probably never heard of. But here, weirdly, for example, after an ankle or foot or arm or hand or wrist injury, fracture or similar, the area doesn't heal normally. In terms of everything from more extreme pain, unusual pain, swelling, hot and cold changes, shiny reddened skin overlying the area, which then gradually becomes more and more odd and at variance to your previously normal limb. You can actually grow thick, dark hair over the site. It could just remain purple, cold and shiny and almost wooden in feel and action. Or in the main due to nerve involvement, getting it so wrong for several reasons. Nerves are flexible, rubbery, not so much in their physical structures, but how they react to lots of different stimuli. So now we see how painkillers are often just not a good fit for somebody in pain. The stronger versions, e.g. codeine, tramadol, morphine, affect in the brain's sort of perception of painful signals, whilst not really altering the cause. Some brains latch onto this type of medication and start to require regular doses to maintain the positive effect, creeping into silent dependency. Often with careful management, assuming the painful problem is being addressed, these higher doses and potentially addictive medications being then gradually withdrawn with no return of the pain. Result, more alertness, less confusion, mental dullness is abated, memory changes improve, let alone less constipation, dry mouths, to name just a few side effects. Nerve pain issues do not respond well at all to simple painkillers. We need a different approach, a different tool for the job. Hence the licensing years ago of several agents that affect the brain higher up the food chain, often initially derived for e.g. epilepsy, in other words to reduce the brain's sensitivity to many things, but then finding use for neuropathic pain. And examples of these things being the GABA group of drugs, gabapentin, pregabalin. Again though, potentially dependency forming in susceptible individuals. Neuropathic pain, classically sharp, lancing, stabbing, unsettling, as opposed to tissue damage pain, throbbing, dull but constant nagging. Look at so-called postherpetic neuralgia, in other words painful areas of skin after a bout of shingles. The skin might look fine bar a few sort of brown patches where the shingles rash was, but brush it ever so slightly, really lightly, like a feather, and neuropathic pain responses can produce severe, sharp and often breathtaking away flashes of pain. It's horrible. It's unpredictable, hence it's feared by sufferers. Not a nice condition. Neuralgic pain being then classically neuropathic. Lots of other things can improve outcomes, of course. Movement, exercise, physiotherapy and related disciplines such as acupuncture, physical therapies such as massage, aromatherapy, yoga, pilates, stretching regimes, all allowing these painful areas to rekindle normality again, at least in terms of movement for those arthritic limbs or damaged muscles, tendons. Strengthening hugely helpful in this regard. Use it or lose it, literally the motto that has stood the test of time here. You now have an idea, perhaps, that not just taking a pill for every ill will actually be enough in many painful situations. Others, though, clearly need, well, they merit and must have adequate pain relief for all kinds of reasons. And for those sufferers, we do have more than enough big guns in our armoury. Of course we do. As it has always been said, to cure sometimes, relieve often, comfort always. In essence, pain is not one thing, it's a multiple identity thing, and thus will often require more than one remedy. If the only tool you have in your box is a hammer, then every problem has to be a nail. Nowadays, increasingly, we have many other tools, hence a variety of painful problems can be addressed. Till next week, cheerio.